Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, December 21st, 2010. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'll be your host for the first hour. Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com. Of course, Alex is taking a well-deserved break, but we've got some excellent encore presentation interviews coming up in the second and third hours with John Young of Cryptome, talking about WikiLeaks, of course, Professor Donald Light, as well as Lord Christopher Monckton. That's in the final 2 hours of the broadcast today. But in this first hour, we're going to be taking your calls at 800-259-9231, so get them lined up. And basically, you heard yesterday about how threat fusion centres across the country were basically recording and databasing your every email, phone conversation, instant message, and every little tattletale report that the local busybody provides to the authorities for them, of course, to hunt for terrorists. And of course, we know precisely who those terrorists are, but if we didn't, then Attorney General Eric Holder was gracious enough to remind us today when speaking to ABC News. Play the clip.
Of a terrorist attack here at home has also been the top priority of officials in the United States. So we want to bring in our senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, who just sat down for an exclusive interview with Attorney General Eric Holder. And Pierre, the Attorney General is a pretty circumspect man, but on this subject, he doesn't seem to be pulling any punches.
George, I've known and covered the Attorney General more than a decade, and I can tell you he was remarkably candid and quite blunt about the relentless nature of the terror threat the U.S. is combating.
What keeps you up at night?
The concern that perhaps that we might have missed something. The threat is real. The threat is different. The threat is constant.
In a rare interview, the Attorney General laid out the most pressing terror threats. Dangers, he said, that are more diverse and increasing. Among them, the new rapidly evolving threat posed by homegrown radicals.
The threat has changed from simply worrying about foreigners coming here to worrying about people in the United States, American citizens, raised here, born here. You didn't worry about this even 2 years ago.
In the last 18 months, at least 50 Americans
That's
have
right,
been
ladies and gentlemen. Obama, Holder, and Big Sis have identified the terrorists, and you knew it, you are one of them. And if you doubt that you've now been identified as a terrorist by the Department of Homeland Security, then we've compiled at PrisonPlanet.com a handy list of behaviors, actions, or interests that anti-terror agencies and other federal and state authorities have all identified as signs of terrorism. And this is the behavior that the local Stasi informant tattletale is being encouraged to report as suspicious activity under the See Something, Say Something campaign. Now, we've heard about the fusion centers, we've heard about the Washington Post, the Top Secret America, and now we really begin to see who is being defined as the domestic terrorist. We've compiled this handy list. Now, under the MIAC report, the following things are all signs of terrorism. See if you can relate any of these to yourself. Displaying bumper stickers and other paraphernalia associated with the Constitutional Campaign for Liberty and libertarian parties. That, according to the MIAC report, is a sign of domestic terror. Supporting Congressman Ron Paul. You're a possible terrorist. Supporting former presidential candidate Chuck Baldwin, another sign of terror. Supporting former Congressman Bob Barr. Opposing the implementation of a North American Union. Owning gold bullion. Displaying historical U.S. flags. And of course, opposing abortion. All under the MIAC report, signs of being a suspected terrorist. And this is the information that is now going to these federal fusion centers to identify you as the new Al-Qaeda's.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Snickers from LibertySnickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertySnickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty Snickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Snickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, December 21st. Well, Attorney General Eric Holder has identified people born and raised in America as the primary terror threat. And just before the break, we were running through a list of definitions contained in state and federal literature of what characterizes a suspected terrorist. Now, of course, supporting Congressman Ron Paul, owning gold bullion, flying historical U.S. flags, all indications that you are a suspected terrorist. And that was out of the MIAC report. This is in their own literature. Joint Terrorism Task Force document released a couple of years before the MIAC report. Being interested in animal rights, being a lone individual, making numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, refusing to identify yourself to an authority figure. All are signs of potential terrorism. I'm sure you're starting to fit into one of these categories if you haven't already. Now, it gets even more out of hand. This is a Texas Department of Public Safety criminal law enforcement pamphlet. This came out in 2006. Now, listen to the following behaviors, actions, or interests that are also potential signs of being a domestic terrorist. This is the behavior that will get you put in one of these centralized federal fusion centers that they're now admitting contain every shred of data about the American people. Right. These are definitions of being a suspected terrorist, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. Being a nice guy. That's right. Terrorists are nice guys too. So being a nice guy, that's a direct quote, by the way, nice guy, is a sign of a potential terrorist, okay? Wearing Levi jeans, also a sign of being a potential terrorist. You could probably start to see yourself fitting into some of these categories. Communicating predominantly by cell phone, email, or text message is a sign of suspected terrorism. And wait for it, looking normal in appearance. That's right, the Texas Department of Public Safety, in its own document, specifically lists looking normal in appearance as a possible sign of being a domestic terrorist. Now, of course, we've had other similar documents, such as the Virginia Training Manual, which lists being a property right activist, trying to influence government or social policy, or even, quote, undermining confidence in the government, which basically means not joining this bandwagon of government cult worship, all, according to state and federal authorities, signs of domestic terror. So when Attorney General Eric Holder says that the threat is homegrown from people born and raised in America, this is the list of definitions that he is working off. This is being communicated out to law enforcement, to these federal fusion threat centers. This is what Big Sis is encouraging the Stasi Informant Society to pick up on. See something, say something, and, you know, if you've got a map, if you use binoculars, scuba equipment is listed in one of these documents. All this is suspicious activity now in the new America. Now, of course, we have the FBI training 10,000 garbage collectors across the country to look for this exact kind of suspicious behavior. And now, according to Peter King, this is on Infowars.com, soon to be chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, questioning the official story of 9/11 is, quote, a vile remark and could make you subject to investigation. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is why, as the FBI is busy entrapping all those mentally deficient Muslim patsies by directly giving them the explosives and then arresting them and labeling it an ominous sign of the terror threat, Homeland Security, Big Sis, is fighting the terrorists by spying on Tea Party groups, you know, liberals, conservatives, anti-drilling activists, Second Amendment groups, and even state reps, as we recently saw in Pennsylvania. So the real threat has been identified as politically aware Americans who actually try to exercise their constitutional rights, and failing that, even worse, you know, nice guys who appear normal are also now domestic terrorists, according to these state and federal documents and literature. And let's not forget that the Department of Defense lists low-level terrorism in their own documents, lists protest, as low-level terrorism in their own documents. So directly identifying any organization, any demonstration, any political protest as an act of low-level terrorism. This is the new definition. These are the signs that people will be reporting on under Big Sis's new See Something, Say Something campaign. And what's the outcome of this Stasi informant society that they're now creating? Well, we're starting to find out. Associated Press today. Headline, police. Flyer wrongly accuses Philly man in deaths. Some locals had some grudge against this man. So they plastered up his photo, his name and address on a flyer, accusing him of being behind all these rapes and murders in the area. Again, precisely, as I was talking about yesterday, the very thing that's being encouraged by government, and it's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany and Soviet-controlled East Germany. The tattletale pips are completely useless. They've got nothing to do with security. This is about self-serving people who have been brainwashed to feed on each other, turning in their neighbour for something they didn't do, you know, merely just to get even. And it harks back to Robert Gallately's Florida University study, which we also briefly mentioned yesterday. People did it for reasons of personal grandeur, for career prospects. There was even one example of somebody who lived with another couple, and they were not the cleanest individuals when using a shared bathroom. So they reported them to the local Gestapo as being, you know, a political subversive, and they were carted off to the work camp. And now we're starting to see this filter into America, where people are reporting their neighbours for rapes and murders, which they had nothing to do with, simply to get back at them for a grudge. So it's already unfolding. And all this information that they report, remember, is being sent directly to these federal fusion threat centres, where they then use it to identify suspected terrorists. And what's the purpose? It's to make Americans rigidly conform their behaviour, their every action, everything they say, to what's expected of them by their rulers. You know, if you don't get on the bandwagon of government cult worship, then you will be reported on by your neighbours. That's the fear they're trying to instill. You know, you will not exercise any of your constitutional rights, you will not own firearms, you'll not speak out against the state, and you will not organise a demonstration or protest. It's about chilling free speech. It's got nothing to do with the terrorist patsies that the FBI gives the bombs to and then says, look, they were going to conduct a bombing after we gave them the explosives. So it's about creating this chilling atmosphere, this environment where everyone is petrified of Big Sis knocking at the door. It's about Americans becoming obsessed about every potential minor transgression, scared that their neighbour might misconstrue their behaviour as suspicious and inform on them, as the message from Janet and Napolitano, Big Sis plays at the Walmart checkout, report suspicious activity. Again, that the nature of that activity is never defined in the message. But then you look at the information that's being put out by these authorities, and it's Ron Paul supporters owning gold bullion, organising a political rally, organising a meeting, just any behaviour whatsoever, even banal things. The Texas Department of Public Safety, you know, being a nice guy, they say, is a potential sign of terror. Appearing normal in the way you dress, your appearance, potential sign of terror. So it's a catch net to include everyone. It's guilty until proven innocent. And when everybody's a terrorist, then they can use that justification to collect information about the entire population. So it's about creating this fear factor where people are afraid to exercise their rights for fear that it would be misconstrued as terror. Now that everything, every political activity has been characterized as potential terrorism. So what's, you know, what's the solution? Well, as the old cheesy saying goes, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. I mean, the only way you can combat a flagrant attempt to carry out what is an end run around the Bill of Rights by making people afraid to exercise those rights is just to exercise them more strongly and proudly than ever before. And because we've become so fractured as a society and people are trained to be suspicious of one another, then they're exploiting that to its maximum degree to try and make people not exercise their rights for fear that that might happen, that their neighbour might become one of the local tattletales under this Big Sis Stasi campaign. So you've just got to explain to people, you've got to explain to your friends and neighbours that distrust of government is the highest form of patriotism. You know, they've tried to define it as a mental disorder. Now they're trying to define it as a sign of potential terrorism. But the fact is that the only terrorists are a government that would try to destroy dissent, because that's what the Founding Fathers embraced, and now they're trying to destroy everything that America stands for under this onslaught against the Constitution. We'll be back with your call. Stay tuned.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How does it feel to be characterized as a terrorist by your own government for merely engaging in a political demonstration or organizing a rally, or worse yet, merely engaging in banal behavior like using a large amount of cash or wearing Levi jeans, or God forbid, appearing normal and being a nice guy, which is now a sign of being a terrorist, apparently, according to Big Sis. and the federal and state fusion threat centers. 800-259-9231 will be going to your calls in the next segment. Now, running parallel to this new purge against the American people by trying to define everyone as a Al-Qaeda member, we've got them trying to craft this new version of the Espionage Act to identify people who use the internet to criticize government as traitors and spies. And now, of course, today, Jenna Chowski at the FCC is about to pass this so-called net neutrality bill, which will basically turn the internet into a cable TV-style controlled and regulated domain. And, you know, it's just like they called it the Patriot Act when it was the most unpatriotic thing imaginable. This is the exact opposite of net neutrality. And as Senator Al Franken writes on an article which we posted today at prisonplanet.com, quote, mobile networks like AT&T and Verizon Wireless would be able to shut off your access to content or applications for any reason. For instance, Verizon could prevent you from accessing Google Maps on your phone, forcing you to use their own mapping program, Verizon Navigator, even if it costs money to use it and isn't nearly as good. Or a mobile provider with a political agenda could prevent you from downloading an app that connects you with the Obama campaign, or for that matter, a Tea Party group in your area. It gets worse, writes Franken. The FCC has never before explicitly allowed discrimination on the internet, but the draft order takes a step backwards, merely stating that so-called paid prioritization, the creation of a fast lane for big corporations who can afford to pay for it, is cause for concern. Now, in the name of protecting net neutrality, Jenna Chowski at the FCC is personally calling up the CEOs of these top corporations to craft this bill. So it's just like Obamacare being written by the insurance companies. You know, the very corporations that these rules about the internet are supposed to curtail are being written by the same corporations. And basically, it gives major internet backbone hubs the power to block access to websites they don't like. We've had a taste of it with things like Level 3 communications. You know, if they fall out with one of the other backbone hubs, millions of people can't access Prison Planet and InfoWars. This is what this new system will create, because what they're doing is calling it net neutrality when it's the exact opposite. It will allow corporations to create fast lanes and slow lanes. It will allow them to block certain content that they don't want on their network. And so if this is really properly implemented, you can say bye-bye to Prison Planet and InfoWars. I mean, it's like going to a newsstand and expecting to see dozens of publications and newspapers to choose from and being met with only one or two. It's about controlling, restricting the flow of information. And of course, the first thing they're going to do is use it politically. And the vote on this is actually taking place right now. It might have already happened. There's an article on the website where you can get the phone number to call the FCC. But most people say that this is just going to sail through. And even the liberals are screaming mad about it, calling Obama a sellout. Because Obama campaigned on the fact that he would, quote, take a backseat to no one in his commitment to net neutrality. And now, as the Huffington Post is warning about, his FCC chairman, Jenna Chowski, is trying to spin this so-called net neutrality bill as mission accomplished, when, as the Huffington Post writes today, the reality is that reform is just a rhetorical front for industry compromises that reward the biggest players and K Street lobbyists while giving the public nothing. So the left, the right, everybody's aware of what's going on. Obama's sold out again, and the creation of this internet regulation control system that will drown out independent voices sailing right through. We'll be talking about it after the break on the Alex Jones Show and going to your calls. Stay tuned. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Suspected bomb could not explode, say police. A suspected explosive device found in an empty underground train carriage in Rome today could not have blown up because it lacked a detonator, police said. AFP reports UN evacuated over suspicious odour. The UN Security Council and General Assembly were evacuated Tuesday because of a suspicious odour, a spokesman said. And the hysteria continues. They particularly like to push it at this time of year when everybody's travelling, just to remind them of who their masters are. We'll be going to your calls in a minute. Briefly, I want to mention what we've got on offer at PrisonPlanet.tv, because 2011 is going to be the launch of Alex's new TV show for members, exclusively for members. And if you're not aware of it, PrisonPlanet.tv, it's really taken off in the past couple of months. People who are already members will tell you, and a lot of them post on the Prison Planet forum. We've just added a ton of new material. We're adding new videos several times a week. These are exclusive video interviews for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Of course, you've got the daily audio and video archive streams, which are posted first at prisonplanet.tv in full at the end of the show. You've got searchable archives of every Alex Jones show on there. Every Alex Jones movie, a plethora of others. And just go and look on the front page of prisonplanet.tv right now and just take a look at some of the excellent video interviews we've posted in the past few weeks. And I know that the information's powerful because I personally watched every single one of them because I write articles about most of them. So we've got Alex Abella talking about the RAND Corporation, their agenda for World War III. We've got clinical psychologist Bruce Levine talking about learned helplessness and how the establishment is trying to define distrust of authority as a mental disorder. We've got Rosalind Peterson of California Skywatch talking about her research into what chemtrails contain and how they end up in our water supply. And there's lots more. It's prisonplanet.tv. This is what funds the operation. And it's still the same price as it was when we introduced it 6.5 years ago. It's $5.95 a month. And for a limited time, you can get the equivalent of 5 months free by getting a yearly subscription for just $39.95. So I really encourage people to take advantage of that, especially now when we've got the discount running. And that's prisonplanet.tv. Subscribe today. Okay, we're going to go to the calls. First up, Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul, Merry Christmas to you across the pond, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all those freedom lovers worldwide. I knew last year as the CIA was getting set for their fake Christmas Day underwear bomber down in Amsterdam going to Detroit that 2010 was going to be a pivotal year, and it's, I mean, as we've seen, it's turned out that way, and they're getting set for 2011 being one of the most crucial years in the coming of the second American Revolution and revolution worldwide. Quickly, you're talking about Homeland Security and calling us all domestic terrorists. I mean, what else are they going to say, knowing that we constantly, with your awesome work, your brother's awesome work, and everyone at InfoWars, and everyone worldwide, revealing the truth? What else are these, you know, scum going to say, you know, other than, you know, pointing the finger at us and calling us domestic terrorists, saying that those who believe in the Constitution, those who are against global warming, you know, are right-wing nuts. And a quick trend, there's going to be man-made, they talk about man-made global warming all the time. What's going to happen this year? And this is what I mean in terms of weather modification. I just recently landed on a new document from the National Intelligence Council, September 2010, Global Governance 2025. Paul, if you can look that up. It's crazy. Even on the cover, it shows the G20, and we've heard Herman Van Rompuy, European Union president, talk about global governance with the G20, established by the G20. It has the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, right on the front, the United Nations right on the front, September 2010. And it talks about climate change as a way to bring about global governance. Now, you talked about yesterday how in England, with, you know, the record snowstorm all around England and Europe, that, you know, they're blaming it on man. Yesterday on CNS News, I saw on the Drudge Report, Janet Napolitano is having a climate change council with the Coast Guard. We've seen ready.gov all throughout the country. Bill Gates was at Bilderberg. Bill Gates has weather modification patents. There was the owning the weather in 2025 from the U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force War College white paper talking about how a weather modification weapon would be so powerful because no one would know if storms were man-made or were they just natural occurrence. So I think 2011, as Lindsay Williams said, that we're going to be too poor to protest. With major storms, it damages infrastructure. Of course, we, the people, the peasants, the sheeple, are going to have to pay for this. So I think there is going to be man-made global warming in terms of weather modification. And another thing about the FCC, people need to know that the FCC, I'm a broadcasting major, the FCC has no regulations over cable, satellite, or the Internet, yet they say they can do this. And it boggles my mind that this is happening in Christmas. We remember 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act passing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Eve. You have the Obama death care bill passing last year, or a portion of it on Christmas Eve. And here we go again. We're right around Christmas. And what is the FCC and Big Brother talking about? silencing the internet. Paul, Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to everybody.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, it's a sneak attack. I mean, they just snuck through, the Senate did on Sunday night, the so-called food safety bill, which is basically just a big agribusiness assault on local and small farmers. Anybody who has a turnover of more than $1 million a year, not a profit, just a turnover, which includes anybody with, you know, 20 acres of land, they're going to put them out of business, basically. That's what it's about. They snuck that through on Sunday night. Congress is set to vote on that. They'll probably try and get that done before Christmas when everybody's not watching. So, again, criminals work in the dark. They like to sneak their evil deeds through the back door. And you were just talking about the UN approach to climate change, global governments 2025. And in fact, we wrote an article a few months ago where the UN directly orders its alarmists and administrators to change the propaganda. They've been completely discredited on man-made global warming and climate change, with Britain now experiencing its coldest December on record, record low temperatures. They've said we need to get out of this kind of rhetoric. We need to replace it with something else, something which seems more genuine. And they've resolved to replace the threat of climate change with the threat of overpopulation, which many, particularly statists and liberals, subscribe to, when in fact, as we have vehemently documented time after time, the UN Population Fund's own figures show that global population will rise, will peak at 9 billion in around 2050, after which it will rapidly fall. The global replacement rate for human beings is already below the level of 2 in Europe. We're already dying out. And in countries such as even India and Brazil, the replacement rate is slowly starting to come back into line. The only thing that will cause overpopulation is if you don't allow third world countries to develop, which of course is what the climate alarmists are all about. They want to keep the third world in poverty because, of course, becoming a developed nation means emitting CO2. As Lord Monckton, who is coming on in the third hour, I believe, says many times, CO2 is the lifeblood of a developing country. You cannot develop without emitting CO2. And so they're going to try and restrict third world nations from doing that. But they've resolved to replace climate change with overpopulation because they know they've been completely discredited on man-made global warming, especially after Climategate. And the recent Cancun summit, again, was a total failure, just as the Copenhagen one was before that. Greg in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call in. The first thing I saw when I went on the internet today, I check NPR News a lot just to see what the state is saying, what's going on. And interesting article first caught my eye. It says, human factor provides key obstacles to terrorism. This article is just talking about how the reason why all the plots in 2010 have fallen is because of, well, the people were idiots. And it mentions nothing of FBI involvement with any of them. It says here, there's an interesting quote. When you are trying to recruit individuals, you may not always get the individual you want. You may get the person who is most convenient. And that's almost like saying the FBI hasn't found a smart enough person to actually terrorize us enough yet. I don't know. I was hoping on your thoughts on that.
Every single terror bust that has made big headlines in the news in the US or the UK has been either provocateured or directly created by the federal authorities. I mean, you had this latest one where they directly gave him the bomb. We posted a video a few days ago on prisonplanet.com, and it was an Irish gentleman, and he went, it's in the multimedia section if you want to go and watch it, and he went through every single case where it's deliberate entrapment every time. So they need to create these incidents. You know, they need to have dud bombs in Rome that lack a detonator, like any, you know, self-respecting terrorists would plant a bomb without a detonator. They need to have strange odors in the UN building to create this hysteria to make everyone continue to buy into the terror threat, which of course is completely contrived. The Christmas Day bomber being the perfect example of that. He was allowed to board the plane by order of the US State Department. That's never mentioned when we're getting propagandized about body scanners by the corporate media. And now the ABC News clip we played at the start of the show, if you watch that in full, it goes on to state that Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey, is now the new bin Laden. They've dispensed with bin Laden, and he's now the new primary target. Of course, they're loath to mention the fact that he was meeting with Pentagon top brass after 9/11, months after 9/11, having been a so-called spiritual leader for the 9/11 hijackers and meeting directly with the ones who supposedly flew the plane into the Pentagon. He was dining with Pentagon top brass 2 months after 9/11, and now we're supposed to believe that he's the new grand boogeyman when he's behind all these terror plots, the Hassan shooting at Fort Hood, the Times Square fizzle bomb. Every single time he's been the patsy handler, and he's a double agent, as Tarpley has exhaustively documented. He's clearly working for the CIA. That's why he was at the Pentagon after 9/11. But, you know, they think that as long as they can throw these dud bombs in Rome at us and strange odors in the UN, that they're going to keep the hysteria at a decent enough level to where people will just blindly accept all this. And again, it comes back to making people being afraid to express their constitutional rights because they fear that anything might be a sign of terrorism. So it's about chilling free speech and chilling the mere behavior of a free person. You have to, they need you to behave like a slave. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to enforce this subservience to government so that everybody needs to self-regulate their own behavior and be a complete slave and be worried about having any independent thought or engaging in any criticism against the state. That's what it's all directed towards, as we spoke about yesterday. It's this psychological Berlin Wall that's being erected in the minds of people that they can't even imagine to escape across the other side for fear of being considered domestic extremists, as the feds now call them. Thanks for the call, Greg. Braun in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm a loyal listener. I'm glad you guys do this program. I have kind of an abstract question, so forgive me if I wander a little bit. I don't watch a whole lot of TV anymore just for the simple nature of the garbage that comes on. So what I do is, last time I was looking on YouTube with a lot of different videos. Now, I was watching a particular video, a fellow by the name of Taj Tariq Bey. He is a Moorish American. I don't know if you're familiar with the Moorish Empire. But he said something that really stuck out in my head. He mentioned, he talks a lot about Masonic science and cosmology. I'm not very well versed on it, so I won't get into any details. But he mentioned that something to do with Uranus and Saturn as far as secrets being unveiled and things like that. Now, the basic thought was that if the powers that be, you talk about Masons, Illuminati, whoever, if they're aware of all these Masonic sciences that were actually created by the Moorish Empire, then they're very well aware of the timetable as well. So, you know, on here you speak about a lot of times they're speeding up their program, and he was saying the same thing. He was saying that basically the people are waking up too fast. And it's almost like you can see it in once you know what you're looking for, things start to stand out to you a little bit more. And in the same way that you, you know, your brain's just subconsciously tuned into it a little bit better. So I was wondering if you thought that, you talked about Lindsay Williams on here the other day. He was mentioning about oil spiking. Now, I watch the markets a lot, and I cannot envision a scenario where oil actually gets suppressed in any significant way. Right now, it's trading at about $89 a barrel. And I really think that that's going to be the one that squeezes really the whole world economy. And I wanted to know what you thought about that, whether you thought 2011 may be the year that they actually really speed it up and start to hit things a little bit harder. And I wanted to make a suggestion. Maybe when Alex comes back in, you get him on here. If anyone wants to follow at home, his name is spelled TAJTARIKVEY. He speaks a lot about exactly what's going on that they're trying to shield you from. And, you know, I thought maybe that would be a good connection. Get him on here, have Alex Jones talking to him a little bit more. Some more of this stuff can get figured out because, you know, we're turning towards a really dangerous predicament right now.
Yeah, definitely. We'll look into it. Send me an email, watson@prisonplanet.com, and we're looking to getting him on as a guest. On the subject of oil, we all know that it went above $150 a barrel back in 2008, and that was primarily because of a decrepitly weak dollar. And, of course, the dollar's still got a long way to go down, but all currencies are now depreciating when compared to gold. So oil at $89, I think it's got a lot higher to go, certainly in 2011. We'll be back after the break with your calls, Omar, Dave, Ian. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show live, prisonplanet.tv. Don't go away.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, December 21st. Alex will be back at the end of the week. We got some great encore presentations coming up around Christmas, so hope you'll take the time to tune into those. All right, quick fire through the callers. Omar in Toronto, go ahead.
Hey, Paul, how
how you're making out with the global warming over there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Just minus 26, you know, 2 feet of snow. We're enjoying it. All the flights cancelled.
Yeah, it's...
I guess we just need to pay Al Gore some more carbon taxes.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this, you know, this culture of fear. I was at the airport when George Galloway came to town, and I wasn't really affiliated with any of the groups there. There was the anti-war and the pro-Palestinian groups. Nobody really wanted to talk to the media, so, you know, I had to sort of talk for them. I mean, I don't blame them, but it seems like, you know, people really are concerned about, you know, I mean, look at those people in Chicago. You know, FBI comes and kicks your door down just because you're a peace activist. So I think some of it is, you know, working, and we just have to keep on, you know, just stand up and speak our minds, because if not, they're just going to shut everything down. There was this story about Rachel Ray. I don't know if you ever heard about it. And she was wearing a Palestinian scarf in some commercial, and they made them take the commercial down because she's wearing a scarf. It's just insane. So, of course, you know, the first thing I went out and did was bought myself a Palestinian scarf, and I bought some for presents. So everybody should go out and buy a Palestinian scarf. I was actually thinking of putting it on.
Don't buy a pair of Levi jeans, though, because that means you're a terrorist. Don't act like a nice guy or appear normal. According to the Texas Department of Health, that's a terrorist act. Thanks for the call, Omar. Dave in New York, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Dave.
Well, I think my son's a terrorist. He's 2 years old and he appears normal.
Al-Qaeda, I'm going to report him to join the call.
I'm worried about him. But I just wanted to thank you guys. You know, I wear blue diamond gussets by eFoods
Direct.
Oh, my God, silver. You know, it's
silver?
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Probably fly a flag as well, don't you?
I do.
And support Congressman Ron Paul.
Oh, my God, I got his books.
Oh, my God, terrorist literature.
I know.
Cold big sis.
But, I live right by the Niagara Falls Air Force Base. And I've noticed, you know, it increasing in size. But mainly what I've been noticing is their security police, what they call them, I guess, is that they, you know, first they were patrolling more. Well, now I'm starting to see them pull over vehicles and conducting traffic duty. So, you know, it's just kind of a police state thing that I've been noticing.
Right, it's all part of the harmonization between military and law enforcement. Getting people used to living in a decrepit, decaying, banana republic, third world country. And that's what they need to do when they implement that kind of militarized police state. Thanks for the call, Dave. Ian in England. Last caller, Ian. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Ian. You're on the air, go ahead.
Excellent. Good to hear you. A little call to, you know, sort of make people aware that come the new year, April time, March, April, May, is going to be a really serious situation from that point on. These first year's accounts are going to be released, which are obviously going to be dismal. They're already announcing the lowest pre-Christmas sales ever.
And yeah, we're out of time. Sorry, the economy's in trouble. Rebroadcast coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show. I've been your host, Paul Joseph Watson. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.